been murdered. All the friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm,
Overcast,
Google Play Music, and Satchel. Josh and I, we're going old school. We are sitting in my car.
The mobile studio.
We're in the mobile studio once again, right after, minutes after, the Cowboys laid the Ravens to waste, and it's all over.
It was a waste.
They finally beaten the Ravens. You know,
Who cares? Who cares? Really? they were 0-4. That stuff happens. I mean, really? But that wasn't going to happen for forever. They were bound to win one game against us.
Yeah, so here we are. This feels like every game that we talk about with this team, great half and then a bad half.
They start off great,
yeah.
Which was like
the opposite of the Cleveland game.
I mean, the defense holds them to 3-and-out, get them off the field, we get the ball, we're running up and down the field. Terrence West goes in for to score virtually on touch, 7-0 Ravens. We're like, okay, we're hitting Dak Prescott in the mouth, we're stopping Zeke. We're like, dude, they are looking too good. But it's almost like this, Brandon, man. It's so good, something's going to go wrong, man.
Yeah.
And that's always in life. Like, it's too good. Where's the other shoe? And the other shoe did drop, and boy, did it drop. Because it's just, you're right, it's the same old story. It's the same old, got to fix this, got to fix that. They had, I think, a season high over, I think, near 120 penalty yards, if I counted correctly. Somebody out there, we need a statistician, because I don't have my tablet here and pulling up some stats here. But just going off of what I've seen, dude, it was just an up-and-down game, man. And I really felt confident going, especially at 10-10 to half. You're like, okay, we get the ball in the second half, do something.
Yeah.
But, Brandon, we can't win football games when we're just going 3-and-out a couple times. It's touchdown, sputter, 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 field goal, sputter. You have so many possessions in an NFL game. You have to make the most of them count. You see the successful teams. Obviously, the Dallas Cowboys. You see the Pittsburgh Steelers. You see the New England Patriots. They take every possession and virtually score. Their punter's never on the field.
Right.
So, whether it's a couple times, that's why I was like, it's just appalling to me, man. It's just, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Well, I mean, this team, again, with all the penalties, it shows that they're not very disciplined. And,
nope, not at all. All line, all sides, twice.
Yeah.
The same drive. Can't happen.
I mean, how do you get a false start when you know you're spiking the ball? What are you thinking there? What's going on there?
Unnecessary roughness.
Unnecessary roughness, unsportsmanlike stuff going on. Just playing, like, getting ahead of themselves, getting frustrated, and not being able to finish a game. This team is not playing a full 60 minutes. They're playing, a good 20, and then after that, things fall apart.
Right, things did fall apart for us. I mean, especially on defense. I mean, is Jimmy Smith that much of an MVP for this football team to where he doesn't play and we just know it's doom and gloom? Because the Giants game, I was there, he gets hurt. Odell Beckham sighting, hello. Jimmy Smith not playing today, and Dez Bryant just schooled Sharice Wright. Sharice Wright's horrible.
He shouldn't be on this team.
Horrible. Anytime you see him in the starting lineup, you might as well just find something else to do on a Sunday afternoon because you already know it's a loss. It's horrible, man. I'm telling you.
When I saw Tavon Young leave the game.
Over.
Yeah, it was done. When the Baltimore Ravens have Sharice Wright on the field, it's wrong.
Clever.
Yeah.
Very clever. But it's original, and it's true.
How much longer is he going to be a Raven?
Well, you know he's going to be Raven to end the season, man. They're not.
Well, I know
changes.
That much, but
they're not,
like,
making changes.
Is his contract up at the end of this year?
I hope so.
Is
if not, we should rip it up, burn.
Yeah,
it.
Can we let that go? Because we had somebody on the Facebook page ask us to talk about Sharice Wright and Gerard Powers. Powers was a guy that you kind of liked in the preseason, but hasn't done well this season. And Sharice Wright just, there's nothing else to say. He shouldn't be on the field.
He shouldn't be on the field at all, let alone sniffing the starting lineup. A couple plays here or there, I'm fine with. But just starting the game, it's just uncalled for, and it can't happen. And just going over just the way he goes, I mean, Dez Bryant, Dez Bryant was schooling him all game long. He just looked like a child out there against Dez Bryant. I mean, it's not a matchup you want. It's definitely not a matchup we really want to have in a game, but it happens. Actually, it was Andrew Teixeira. Shout out to Andrew. He asked, you know, can we please talk about how bad Wright is? And it's horrible.
Yeah.
And we've been saying it all season game. It's a broken record. Apart from the whole passion talk, Flacco didn't have a bad game.
No.
He didn't – no throw picks. He didn't have any fumbles, get sacked. His line played well. We ran the ball well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, apart from West and Dixon, they were a healthy 1-2 punch. We looked like we had a balance. I don't know the final stats here. We're doing it minutes after game. I have to break down stats. But it's just – I thought it was a balanced offensive attack. We just did – it was more – yes, it was number one defense, but it was more we didn't get off on third down. When we were down by one touchdown at the end of that football game,
right,
when Steve Smith got that one, I'm like, okay, we stopped them on first down, stopped them on second down. It's third down. I looked at you, looked at my dad, and I was like, if they need a stop, this is it. I said, they stop and get the ball back. We're back in business.
Yeah.
But no, convert the third down, extend the drive, and they scored. Game over. It's just how this team is, and I've said it. I've seen it when they lost at home. It's they don't get off the field on third down on defense. Their third down conversions on offense is horrible.
Yeah.
And the third down stoppage on defense is horrible. When you can't sustain drives as an offense and can't stop the other offense as a defense, that's where it is. There's two facets of a football game I think are important. In the trenches, you got to block for your runner, you got to block for your passer, and you got to create the lanes and third down, both on sides of the ball. But I don't think as a unit we played horrible. I didn't see any errors on specialties. It's just apart from the penalties and the third downs, that's the two keys.
Yeah.
That was the difference in the game because I think overall we didn't play bad.
No.
We only lost by 10.
That first half.
And it was 10-10 at half against the Cowboys
yeah,
who were rolling.
Who are 8-1 right now.
Now 9-1.
Yeah, now 9-1. They were 8-1 when the game started, but that first half – this team kept up with the Cowboys.
Right.
You know, as the game went on.
Here it is, Brandon. Here's the glaring stat. 12 penalties for the Ravens, 136 yards.
Yeah.
To the Cowboys, 5 for 45. Do you know what's funny? The Ravens as a team, 101 rushing yards as a team. They had more penalty yards than rushing yards. Scary.
Yeah.
They only had 267 passing yards. So you're telling me that you have 130 more passing yards than you do penalty yards.
Mm.
Uncalled for, man. It's atrocious.
Yeah.
It's got to stop. 12 penalties for 136. And there was a big joke. I know it's 12 penalties. The yardage kills me. But, yeah, the Raiders, I think, won a game with like 22, 23 penalties. But you got to win games. And it's just I wish I could break down the drives that they couldn't stop. I felt confident stopping the run. They did that.
Yeah.
But the over in the middle was horrible. They put pressure on Dak in the beginning, which was great, and then all of a sudden that offensive line shaped up, and it was like zip tight. Like they couldn't get to him.
That's the difference right there. The Cowboys went into halftime. They said, all right, this is how the Ravens are playing. This is how we're going to counterattack that now. They made adjustments. The Ravens don't do that.
No.
The Ravens stick to their game plan. It looked like they did it in Cleveland, against Cleveland last Thursday, because we saw Joe go more from the shotgun, more no huddle, and that actually worked at the second half of the game. This game, it looked like they had a game plan, they stuck to it, they didn't waver from that. When the Cowboys adjusted their games, the Ravens didn't adjust it. They were playing against that first half team. When that second half team came out, and the Cowboys had smartened up to what the Ravens were playing. It's obvious that the Ravens didn't do that homework when they went into halftime.
Oh, they didn't. And I've always said about halftime, you got to make the adjustments. And I really thought out that they would come out and they looked like they were in a no-huddle offense. My dad even said, hey, they're in a no-huddle offense coming out of the half. But and Joe was more in the shotgun, which I observe, and I talked to you about that during the game. I said he was more comfortable back there.
Yeah.
And it led to no mistakes.
Yeah.
He wasn't under center dropping back, and I think that's where it is because he's not planting his foot down. I think when he gets back and gets a snap, he gets plenty. He can see everything.
And look at all the people Joe was throwing to.
Everybody was involved.
We saw Pitta. We saw Aiken. We saw Wallace. And we got to go back to that Aiken no call.
Which, yes.
Steve Smith, who made history today. Kyle Juszczyk, he got a couple plays. Didn't see Rashad Perryman catch anything. But Joe was using all his targets and doing what he had to do.
Right.
So that was actually very interesting to see, and it was great to see. So let's talk about Steve Smith and Joe Flacco. Joe did target Steve Smith a lot. Steve Smith made history today. What was it, 1,000?
1,000th career he went over to. I think he had 4 receptions. Now he's 1,001. He needed 3 to get the mark. The second one was a beauty on the sideline, but the third one, great catch down the middle, and it led us a drive, and he got a touchdown at the end of the drive. I said Steve would have 6 catches for 120, a touchdown. That was close.
Yeah.
He had like 80-something yards, 7 receptions in the touchdown. But congrats to Steve Smith. He's a baller, man.
Yeah.
He's a playmaker, and you can see in it how fiery he was with the whole penalty issues. And I'm not harping on that because at that point we were down and the game was in hand for the Cowboys. But the whole drive, I'm screaming, give him the ball. Like, give him the ball. He's the only one making plays. The game's on the line. When the game's on the line, you give your best player the ball.
Right.
When Michael Jordan was in his prime, you knew where the ball was going. Oh, the Bulls were down 1 or 2, and it's possession. You knew Michael Jordan was going to shoot the ball. Kobe Bryant. Lakers are down. Kobe Bryant's going to get the ball. LeBron James is going to get the ball.
Yeah.
You know it. Everybody in the world knows it. Everybody across the world knows it. Everybody probably living on Mars knows it. It's just how it is, man. I mean, it's just – but here it's no. I mean, yeah, it's a team effort, but they're not stopping it. The Cowboys, we couldn't stop over the middle, and we couldn't stop Dez. They kept doing it. How many times I see it, they stopped the run. Oh, they throw it over the middle of the Witten. Oh, they throw it in the slot to Beasley. It was like they do what was working.
Right.
And it's us. It's and I've been seeing tweets the whole game. It's someone even said on the last drive, I think I've seen the same play ran at least 3 straight times in a row. It's like, and like my dad even gets frustrated. I get more frustrated about anything about this too. Me and my dad sharing this. 3rd and 7, 3rd, whatever. You only throw it to like 3 yards and then like that one. Wallace caught it. It was, I think it was 3rd and 5, 3rd and 4. It was really short yardage.
Yeah.
He throws it 1 yard and Wallace gets tackled 3 yards short of first down. It's like, why don't you go to the sticks? You need this many yards to sustain a drive. That's the key.
Right.
But every time they do, they draw up some stupid play. Went 3rd down to go, oh, we only need 5 yards, but let's get 2. Or let's throw it at the line of scrimmage and let them run it for the 1st down. No. Called it, it's just atrocious, man. I mean, I just don't understand it. Like, is NFL coaching NFL that easy? Because I'll sign up. Because it just seems like it's common sense. Oh, we need this many yards, let's call this play. Like, how hard is that? You know, I just don't get it. I don't get it at all, man. I don't, and I never will. I would love to just sit down and speak to coaches. Like, what kind of play call is that?
Right.
It's not positive. And this is what's frustrating. It's, okay, it's the definition of insanity. We're doing the same things over again thinking we're going to go 8-4. No, we're 5-5.
Right.
Do something different, guys. It's just, yeah, we're still half a game in first place, but it's just getting frustrating because we're right there. It's a 4-game losing streak. We just had a 2-game winning streak. It just sucks because the division is so horrible. It's like we're going to let it slip away and let the Steelers take it because it's right there.
Yeah.
And we're not playing bad football. We don't have any major injuries right now. We're getting everybody healthy, I think, other than Jimmy Smith and Doomerville. And Alex Lewis. I think that's the only injuries. And they'll be back next week. Hopefully Doom will.
Yeah.
I know Jimmy will, but Doom, who knows? I don't know when. But that's the frustrating part. This team is not decimated by a huge injury like Adrian Peterson going out or something like that like the Vikings have.
Right.
Or someone, A.J. Green just left the game today for the Bengals. So, I mean, it's not like we have our best player like Flacco's out again or, you know, Suggs is playing out of his mind with a torn bicep out there wrecking havoc.
He was doing great
today. Was. I even looked at him. I was like, you wouldn't even know. It's insane. But it's just, again, guys, it's just the same old song and dance. Sharice Wright's a horrible corner. It's just frustrating, man, because, yeah, as bad as we want to win a title this year and win it for Steve and win it for, you know, the city and again and get our third title, yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it just sucks because we're right there.
Yeah.
And that's what's frustrating. It's not like we're 0-11 like the Browns. And it's like,
there's so much potential.
It is. I think right there, Brandon, you hit on the head. I'm disappointed. It's like that father, like, disappointment to his sons.
I'm not mad,
but it's just like, really? Yeah. You know better. And it's just the 136 penalty yards.
That's just dumb. And a lot of those penalties weren't from rookies. They were like Steve
veteran.
Smith got a couple, you know.
And you get caught in a heated moment.
Yeah.
And that one penalty, the whole block and the roughness, it's football, man.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't like in hockey where we've seen, you know, where you guys cover and it's like a high stick or a cross check.
Right.
This is, all he did was just push him. And it was legal. He didn't leave with his helmet. He didn't go at him maliciously. He was standing there in the play, and the play was still live. It wasn't done. It wasn't whistled, and he just blocked him clean. I mean, I could pull up on YouTube, Brandon, Ray Lewis lighting up somebody on a missed field goal return on Monday Night Football against the Broncos. Same hit, probably worse.
Yeah.
That wasn't flagged. The NFL's changed. I'm telling you, NFL sucks. And I said it on Twitter, and you saw it.
Uh-huh.
I said NHL is superior, I feel, right now. I said if it wasn't my dying passion for this Ravens team, I wouldn't care about the NFL at all, only for monetary gain and value in fantasy, because I could care less. It's they're watered down, and the whole hold. I mean, the refs. It's just ridiculous, man. What did you see on that? You saw that, right?
That Kamar Aiken non-call, I mean, how obvious was that a hold? I mean, he was attached to him.
You know,
he was
no
holding
call.
Him back.
No
and
call.
Zero call, nothing. That could have been another Ravens touchdown. I'm not saying,
or
you know,
first and goal, that, one yeah, one, or you never
something.
Know. 7 or 3, but no. Yeah, it's just it's frustrating.
Yeah.
When it's you want to call it fair and then we see a hold on, you know, our guys and they're calling it or they're calling this. It's just ticky tacky. You can't pick and choose your spots. You got to call it both ways. I don't care. It's just you know, NFL, and I even said it. They can't afford to earn full time refs. They're a shell of what they are. It's just embarrassing, dude.
Yeah. So I mean, the Ravens. I think that they could have definitely won this game, especially starting off. But they kind of beat themselves up with the penalties. When they came out to the second half, they didn't change their game up at all. Obviously, the Cowboys did some homework. They changed it up. They did what they had to win the game, and they came out the better team. I went into this thinking the Ravens. There's a good shot because the defense is playing so well, and Dak had never seen a defense like the Ravens before. But you know it is what it is. Here we are. We're done now, and the Cowboys won, and we're on to the next game. And the Ravens got to do the same thing. And hopefully we'll have Jimmy Smith back. Hopefully Elvis Dumervil will come back, and they can help this defense. You know, be completely full circle. But as long as Sharice Wright is on the field, the opposing quarterback will be able to throw the ball to whomever he chooses, because Sharice Wright will not be doing his job correctly.
Not at all, man. He shouldn't even be playing corner in the NFL. I can see him on special teams, but a corner, no way.
I mean, maybe the CFL.
CFL, maybe.
All right. So, Josh, is that it? Should we call this shorty show a dunzo?
I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, you can only say what you want to say is so much without saying a broken record here or sounding like a broken record. I would say from this point, from a positive light, we're still half a game in first place. We got 2 home games coming up.
Uh-huh.
The next against the divisional opponent, Bengals, who are reeling. Just the way the division's going to shape up, it's got to take care of business at home. And I think with what might happen in the next few weeks, I mean, we got 2 home games. Easily could be 7-5. Got to take it one game at a time now.
Yeah.
But it's just the way I see it going. The Ravens just got to get an oomph in their step. I mean, the Bengals did lose today, so they're virtually out of it. So,
so how many games going forward do the Ravens have to win to get into the playoffs?
They're 5-5 now, Brandon. We're at 500. Steelers are also 5-5. They beat the Browns today, but they were half game up because we had the tiebreaker. So with that being said, we have 6 games left. 5 wins. 9-7 might win this thing. 10-6 solidifies it. They're definitely going to lose on Monday night in a few weeks against the Patriots. That's a given. We'll just chalk it up right there. Eagles game's a toss-up. Pittsburgh game is a toss-up because who knows what comes out of that game when we always play our divisional opponent stuff. Cincinnati game's, you should say it's an easy win. Dolphins game is I would say it's a win, so you could be 7-5. Go on Monday Night Football and lose your 7-6. You beat the Eagles. You're 8-6. Maybe one of those 2 last divisional games goes your way and doesn't. You're 9-7. So it's going to come down to Christmas Day. It's going to be an intense environment. But for as far as this, let's lay it to rest. We lost to the Cowboys. They're 9-1. They're rolling. Congrats. They may very well be in the Super Bowl.
You really think so?
Super Bowl. Dude. Yeah. But that line and the way they're playing, I just think they're going to roll. And I don't see anyone slowing them down in the NFC.
Yeah.
Not the Packers, not the Redskins. And Redskins playing on Thanksgiving. It's going to be a good day. But, but happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving to all. But I do want to give a shout-out. Dude, Steve Smith's a baller. I don't know if you've seen the Football Life.
Not yet.
Please do. It's a great watch. If you have, I've already watched it twice. It's awesome. I DVR'd it. It's on my recording device. It's awesome, man. And the passion he has for the game and him coming back from the injury and giving an inside look at that and his family and where his upbringing. Do you know that his Again, I don't want to ruin anything, but his first NFL touch was a touchdown, so it's pretty awesome. And we just saw his 100th career reception and another touchdown reception add to his Hall of Fame career, because he will be.
Yeah.
He's got better numbers than Michael Irvin. That's awesome. So, but again, 14th receiver in NFL history, I think, to get 1,000. It's either 8 or 14, if my memory serves correctly. If anybody corrects me, please do. With that being said, Steve Smith's an awesome class act. Apart from his fiery nature, he knows how to play the game well. I wish that we can have a more successful season for him and send him out on a high note like Ray, but we're right there. We're still in first, guys.
Yeah.
Silver lining. We can hold our heads high and be like, you know, people can get mad all they want and get frustrated, but hey. We still beat the Steelers. We swept them last year. We already beat them this year. We beat them 2 years before that in playoffs. We own the Steelers right now. We have to feel good. Take care of business at home in the next two games. Let's have a divisional game this week.
Yeah.
Brandon, I think we got it, man. You have any other closing thoughts?
No, I think that is pretty much it. I mean, I wish
you're just
this...
fed up. You're ready for Survivor Series. You're fed up.
That's
He's right. like, let's just get to a jackhammer tonight. Can't wait. Can't wait, man. I'm more pumped for that right now than anything. But, Brandon, I would say, quote the Raven, nevermore in this one, man.
All right,
what
very
a tough
cool.
one.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you got to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always at ItalianGQ52.
All right, guys. Let's see, what should we talk about here? I do want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving if you're listening to this in the U.S. If you're listening to us outside the U.S., have a happy Thursday if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving on Thursday.
I know Chandler doesn't for friends.
That's right.
He wants his
grilled cheese, Funyuns.
Yeah.
Family-sized bag of Funyuns.
Just don't let Underdog get away.
That's right. Don't let Underdog get away. Joey's going to be in his Thanksgiving pants.
My stretchy pants. My eating pants.
We all wear those Thanksgiving pants.
Oh, I definitely do.
Because,
dude, I'm eating the feast on Thursday and watching some football. I might give him a food coma.
There you
take
go.
Take a nap.
Uh-huh. Be on. You see, what I do is I watch the parade, watch football. I have my laptop, my tablet, my phone out, and I'm doing, you know, Black Friday shopping all Thanksgiving Day
you
on three
devices.
You are
just a quintessential multitasker, man.
All right, so go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. Go over to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. If you haven't done that already, like us over there. I don't know if we're going to do a Purple Friday preview this week due to Thanksgiving, so we'll at least post something up on the Facebook Live feed to kind of give you an update of who's injured, who's not, what we expect against the Bengals coming up. So definitely go over to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like us over there. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free. The best way to say thank you on this Thanksgiving week to us is for you to spread the word about The Call. Tell all your friends. Let everybody know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week, this Red Eye Review. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, man, thank you so much. It's been great. Great environment to watch the game. Today was great. Had a lot of great Ravens fans. Great.
I didn't win anything.
No, it was close.
A little bummed.
A little bummed, but it happens.
Some dude got a Steve Smith signed jersey, framed, matted, everything.
It was great, wasn't it?
That's a good prize.
It was a great prize, but they do it right up here at Sort of Spring and Mining Company in Bel Air, man. It's my home away from home. It's great to see everybody. Had a great Ravens crowd out to watch the Dallas Cowboys and Baltimore Ravens. It ended up being good for us. But, guys, just don't fret. I mean, I know there's a lot of negatives out there. Joe Flacco got called out. There's a lot of
and you addressed that already. You can go on Facebook and see what you say about the Ray Lewis, Joe Flacco situation.
I put a couple of live videos up there, so please check them out. I weigh in on that heavy. Again, there's a lot of negative swirling on this team. Bad play, penalties, discipline, question marks. But at the end of the day, we have six games left. We can go 4-2. 5-1. Who knows? We could get this thing, man.
Yeah.
There's still an AFC North crown to be had, and we're right there. We're not the Bengals who are out of it. We're not the Browns who are winless. We're the Baltimore Ravens at 5-5 or half games because we beat Pittsburgh a few weeks ago. Let's take that for face value and just move on and go to Bengals.
Yeah.
We lost the game. Wah. Let's get up Monday morning, go to work, and let's get ready for the Bengals on Sunday. That's our next day. That's all we can do, guys. And Harbaugh's going to say the same. Everybody's going to say the same. It's all business right now. And we can go 4-0 division and be 6-5. Let's do it. Let's get another win, guys. Till then, have a great holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to all who do celebrate. Not have a great week. Can't wait to get it started. Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.